Prog Watch, music that tells a story, with your friend and host, Big Tony Rausick, a.k.a. Prog Squatch.
Well, hello, konnichiwa, guten tag, bonjour, buenos dias, however you say it, welcome back to Prog Watch. Thank you for joining me once again. I am Big Tony, your host, and this week I have for you what I like to call a variety show. Just a program chock full of great progressive rock, new and old, but with an emphasis on the new. We're going to hear from some old favorites like Steve Hackett, Comedy of Errors, and Kino, and from some newer artists like Art Griffin, and a new Aussie project called Now in Color. And that's C-O-L-O-U-R, plus a whole lot more. Let's start things off this week with Tangicanic. No, that's not a new type of citrus fruit, but rather a combination of the Tangent and Carmecanic, who joined forces for some live shows recently. The result was a live album called Hotel Can't Afford It, and from it, this is the opening track, A Spark in the Ether.
It's very cool. I'm very glad to be able to announce and welcome to the stage little combo of a band called Carmecanic and a band called The Tangent. So let's welcome to the stage Tangicanic.
That was Tangicanic with A Spark in the Ether from their new live album, Hotel Can't Afford It. Now, let's jump back about 40 years. Has it really been that long? To 1978 for a proggy song by a band that was better known for pop or glam rock. This is The Sweet with Love Is Like Oxygen from their Level Headed album. I'm going to immediately follow that with a song from the new Kino album called Radio Voltaire. The name of that song is The Dead Club.
Meine Damen und Herren, der Tote Club.
Iconic age, you're working off the page. So then we raise a fist, demonic narcissist. And if you get too old, you'll have to self-implode. We call you dangerous, moronic cagelessness. When it takes its toll, it's only rock and roll. So welcome to the dead club. Welcome to the dead club. You better bite down hard and do your la-di-da. Cause when you sell despair, it's all they really care. So make yourself exempt and treat us with contempt. Why are you in denial? You're from the golden isle. We call you dangerous, moronic cagelessness. When it takes a soul, it's only rock and roll. So welcome to the dead club.
What you just heard was The Dead Club from the brand new Kino album entitled Radio Voltaire. Before that, it was The Sweet with Love is Like Oxygen from their 1978 release, Level Headed. Now let's check out something relatively new from Billy Sherwood and his band World Trade. Between gigs with Yes and Asia, I don't know how Billy finds time for Circa, World Trade, and some of his other projects, but I'm glad he does. From last year's World Trade album called Unify, this is Where We're Going.
Another freedom. JPEG. Radio lives on forever.
Before the break, it was Billy Sherwood and World Trade with a song called Where We Are Going from their 2017 release, Unify. Now let's check in with the German band Frequency Drift with something from their brand new album, Letters to Morrow. This is Electricity.
Thank you. doctors, they could be reading and receivers, they could be flowing in the circuits, they could be electricity.
Electricity from Frequency Drift from their album Letters to Morrow, just released. Now let's head on north with Steve Hackett. From his wonderful album The Night Siren, released last year, this is 50 Miles from the North Pole.
Yeah.
50 Miles from the North Pole by the inimitable Steve Hackett. It comes from his album The Night Siren, released last year. Now we're going to dip back to the late 80s for a tune from a band who may not be considered progressive by many, but definitely had some progressive tendencies, especially on this next song. It's Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears from their album The Seeds of Love in 1989.
Everyone.
Sowing the Seeds of Love by Tears for Fears from the wondrous decade that was the 1980s. Next, a song that originated in that decade but was given a new treatment last year. It's Joe Kearney and Comedy of Errors with Ever Be the Prize, which was a bonus track on their latest album, House of the Mind, released last year.
Time, they say, what was in my heart, my a self-delusion never ever lies.
Again, that was Ever Be the Prize from the latest Comedy of Errors album, 2017's House of the Mind. If you enjoy Comedy of Errors and Joe's other band, Grand Tour, I did a two-part feature on both bands and chatted at length with Joe in episodes 432 and 445 last year. You know where to find them. Progwatch.com. PROGWATCH.com. At the time, Joe was talking about a new Grand Tour album, and from his social media posts, I see that that is in the works. I'll definitely keep an eye out for that one.
Don't go anywhere. Prog Watch will be right back. Hi, everyone. Hi out there. This is Ken Hensley, formerly of Uriah Heep, and you're listening to Prog Watch. Stay there, don't go anywhere.
We're coming down the stretch, but don't go anywhere yet, because I've still got some cool stuff lined up for you. Like this next one, a dedication to a friend of the show and patron of the progressive arts by the name of Chuck Kuchera. Chuck likes Barclay James Harvest, and when I was listening to some of their stuff recently, this next song caught my ear. It's as valid today as it was when it was released on the Victims of Circumstance album in 1984, and it's a song called Sideshow.
I've seen the streets and alleyways of a million faceless towns. The camera comes, the camera goes, filming our blues for the late night news. We gather round, never searching for our innocence.
Peace and understanding.
Sideshow by Barclay James Harvest for our friend Chuck Kuchera. Now I'd like to play something for you by a new Australian act called Now in Colour, and that's colour spelled with the U, C-O-L-O-U-R. The name of the song is Drift. Once again, the name of that one was Drift. It's a single just released by Now in Colour, a new and promising band from Australia. Back to the Northern Hemisphere now, and I'm talking Great White North Northern, aka Canada, home to one Art Griffin. Art's project called Art Griffin's Sound Chaser put out a great album late last year called Visions from the Present, which not only sounds awesome, but comes in a beautiful package adorned with art by none other than Roger Dean. Anyway, from that album, this is Happy Place, parts 1 through 4.
We'll be right back.
Happy Place, Parts 1 through 4 by Art Griffin's Sound Chaser. It comes from an album called Visions from the Present. A few weeks back, I played a Klaatu track, and Terry Draper, formerly of Klaatu, popped up to thank me for playing them. After a little social media exchange, I discovered that Terry, who co-wrote one of my favorite tunes by the band, the classic Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, is still quite active today and recently released an album called Once Upon a Memory. From that album, this is Traveling Between the Eternities. That was Terry Draper, formerly of the Canadian band Klaatu, with a song called Traveling Between the Eternities. It comes from Terry's latest album called Once Upon a Memory. Well, we have enough time for one more long one, and I've got an aptly titled corker for you called The End by a band called Rausch, R-A-U-S-C-H. Rausch comes from the other end of my home state of Pennsylvania, more specifically the Philadelphia area. And I won't hold that against them. No, just kidding, just kidding. And anyway, they play a very interesting brand of progressive rock, as will soon be evident. I'm going to let Rausch take us out this week. So yaddayaddaprogwatch.com, yaddayadda Facebook and Twitter, yaddayadda email to progsquatch@gmail.com, and yaddayadda, please support the show if you are so inclined. Until next time, be good to each other, and prog on, my brothers and sisters. Here's The End by Rausch from their Book 2 album.
simply